What are some of the situations in the adjuvant setting, both stage two and stage three, where you want to use adjuvant therapy, but you're concerned about using oxaliplatin?
Currently, the areas would be somebody who has an underlying neuropathy for something like diabetes. And while that hasn't really been well assessed to what degree oxaliplatin makes it worse, somebody that has a meaningful neuropathy certainly have some reluctance. You know, the other area that is always of some concern would be a person who comes in whose work relies very much on fine dexterity. Recently saw somebody who was a vascular surgeon who was being seen for treatment of resected stage 3 colon cancer. And that becomes a tricky area of how much neuropathy are you willing to allow to develop in somebody where it may have some effect on their ability to perform their skill or work. Certainly with oxaliplatin, as the neuropathy develops, you can make a decision at some point. It's reaching a point where it is affecting a person's ability to do fine motor skills, drop the oxaliplatin. But that's certainly one consideration. The other area would be the elderly or frail patient. And with elderly patients, there still isn't clear data to say it's harmful to give FOLFOX, with the understanding if their toxicity is that people are less likely to recover from those as quickly or have the reserve to recover from them if they are quite elderly or have other underlying health problems. In a setting where there is some concern about FOLFOX, I may consider using capecitabine or 5-FU leucovorin. But again, I think it's in that setting of, do we have enough data to say that's a justified decision? You know, I saw somebody who was 87 the other day who was still in excellent health but had, in this case, metastatic disease. And the question, was it worthwhile putting him on FOLFOX with the need for a pump, a central line at 87, the potential side effects, versus capecitabine or 5-FU leucovorin? With no other comorbidities other than some mild hypertension and on no other medications other than two agents for his hypertension, you know, he is somebody that potentially has a life expectancy that would be meaningful enough to use something like FOLFOX. But I think in his case, he was not willing to go forward with a central line and a pump, even though potentially that might have been of some increased benefit to him.
But he did want to receive oxali?
He elected to use just capecitabine alone.
Interesting.
Yeah.